Good morning. I don't know why I just did that because it's currently 6 p.m. So, hi. I think I'm going to start like posting these at this time, like late Mondays instead of early Mondays, just because it's just easier for me to just like get out of work and then record them and post them. As opposed to Sundays. And I like this mic better, like the mic at my work. So yeah, I want to use this mic. And this is like the only way I can. So hello, but welcome. Sorry, I didn't even say anything else. I just got right into it. Welcome back to the kingdom. Or welcome to the kingdom if you are new here.
Hi guys, welcome to the kingdom. This is your host, the one and only King Cora.
Okay, so I have been brainstorming like what to talk about for this episode. And I have an episode with a guest next week, which is super exciting. It was just such a fun conversation. But I have to edit that, so I just wanted to save that for later. And I've been thinking, like, what should I talk about this week? You know, every week, that's just what's on my mind. What should I talk about for Welcome to the Kingdom? And my brain keeps going back to this topic, and I just keep trying to skirt around it. Like, I'm like, nah, I'm not really trying to talk about all that. But every time I try and think of another topic to talk about, this topic keeps coming in my mind and in my heart. And I feel like I just need to get it out. Like, at this point, it's, like, under my skin, like, barely on the surface. And I think it needs to get out of my system. Else, I don't think I will be able to record any other podcast until I get past this topic. So we are going to be talking about something a little bit heavy this episode, which, I mean, good and bad. I like going deep. I like, you know, digging up stuff that I don't want to dig up, but for, like, healing purposes and for the fact that I think that I go through these things to be able to help other people go through these things. I've gotten so many DMs ever since I posted the video a while back about this topic that I'm about to talk about right now. I made the video private for some reason. Well, not for some reason. I know the reason. I started feeling self-conscious about it. So I made the video private. But a lot of you guys, like, under the video, just were able to relate and hit me up in my DMs and in the comments, just like, wow, like, I relate. This video was so healing. Can you go in depth about this, blah, 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 blah. And I think, why not, you know? What else is my platform for if not serving people, right? So I'm going to use my life. I'm going to sacrifice my life for you guys today. And we are going to be talking about sexual assault. So big trigger warning to anybody that this episode might trigger. You do not have to listen. Please only listen if you really absolutely want to and want to hear about this stuff. But yeah, just because I know it's a very sensitive topic and it's a very, like, I don't know, just very scary topic. So yeah, just don't listen if it's going to trigger you in any way, okay? I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm stalling now because I don't even know how to start this episode. And I feel like the urge. I just feel God telling me just talk about it right now because I feel like somebody needs to hear this right now. So that's why I can't get it out of my head, and that's why I can't do any other topic other than this. And you can't see me right now, but I'm literally shaking. That's how nervous I am. Okay, whatever. Okay, I'm just gonna talk. I'm just gonna talk. It's just me and you in the basement floor of my 23-story library. But it's just me and you right now. Right now, it's just me and you, wherever you are. Your car, your bedroom, walking to class, doing your makeup, riding a bike, whatever. It's just me and you right now, okay? So, where do I begin? I'm just gonna say, I was sexually assaulted at 8 years old. I think that's just the basis of this episode. That one line, I was sexually assaulted at 8 years old. And I kind of just want to talk about how that has affected me and how I have overcome it or trying to overcome it. And just like, you know, I feel like sometimes we have things just deep down inside that are unable to release until somebody like says it for us, you know? And I'm like that too all the time. I always want people to vocalize what I'm feeling. So I was sexually assaulted at 8 years old. It wasn't full on rape, but it was close to it. It was pretty much it, right? I was living with my grandma at the time, because my mom was in America. So I was living with my grandma, and she had some brothers. Well, she had a brother who was living with her. So what would that be? Like my grand uncle? This is insane. Like, this is insane. And I think, sadly, this is something that happens so frequently and so often. And, like, nobody talks about... Well, people talk about it, but especially within, like, the African community or within, like, yeah, African community, Christian community, Black community, sexual assault within family members is so prevalent, and there's so many people who relate that just should not be able to relate, but they do, which is devastating. But the world is just dark, and evil people do evil things, you know? It was my grand uncle, I would say. And I'm not gonna go like in detail, but I remember just like, you know, sitting behind, like, so the living room was like split in half. So like the couches facing the TV would be where like my grandma and like everybody else would be sitting. And I would be sitting on the second half of the living room, like maybe doing my homework or like just watching TV. Or sometimes he would just ask me to sit next to him. And I was 8, so I would sit next to him. And dang, this is tough. Wow, okay. And just fingers would go where they shouldn't go. Old man fingers should not go where they went on an 8-year-old girl. Like, yeah. Yeah. And I just remember it happened a lot. And I remember the first time it happened, I kind of froze, you know? And the thing with sexual assault that like really messes up with people's mind is also like, is it sexual assault if it like doesn't feel bad, you know? And I'm not gonna say it felt good, but I was very curious at the time as to what he was doing, you know? So it wasn't something that I like was like, oh no, this is so bad, like this has to stop immediately. I was genuinely curious. I was like, what is that feeling? And like, why does it feel like that? And it hurt sometimes. Jesus Christ, trigger warning again, because this is insane. Okay. I just feel like I should say trigger warning again. And I feel like I'll say trigger warning 10 times because, okay. Yeah. And I just, like, was frozen, you know? And he would motion for me to be quiet and, like, don't say a word and sit still and don't move. And Mama Esther, if you're listening, please don't listen to this because, okay, yeah, don't listen to this. And yeah, and I was just alarmed because, one, I was like in shock. Two, I was confused. Three, I was like, doesn't anyone see what's going on right now? But nobody could see because everyone was watching TV. Every time it happened, everybody was watching something. Like, everyone's mind was on something. So it was just me and him. And he's like, don't say a word. And I'm like, okay, so I'm just quiet. And it happened a couple of times. And then also, like, sometimes I'd be taking a nap and, like, I'll just wake up and there's a man on top of me. Like, bro, what are you doing? That is insane. Like, yeah. So that's just as far as the details of that. But just know that it was just the, I don't even know. Definitely, like, an insane time of my life. And I love the fact that the brain tries to protect you. That is just so cute. Like, the brain tries to protect you from these things that know, like, it knows it's harmful. So I completely forgot about these instances. Like, I completely forgot about these things until I was older. And here's how I remembered that I got sexually assaulted when I got older. And it's crazy that the brain can literally hide information from you. Like, it will block it out if it feels like you shouldn't remember this, you know? So I think my brain just suppressed it so hardcore that I never thought about it ever again. He ended up moving out. Like, he ended up getting in a fight with my grandma. And, like, he just, like, moved out and literally disappeared on the face of the earth. Guys, that is how, like, the assault ended. And I honestly think that was God. And somebody will be listening to this thinking, well, if God kicked him out of the house, why didn't God stop him when he was doing it? Why didn't God prevent him from doing it in the first place? I don't know the answer to that question. Do not ask me. But, Maybe I went through it to help other people go through it, but whatever. I think the whole fight between him and, like, my grandma and other people in the house saved my life because I don't know how further it would have gone. You know, it was one day, like, you know, sitting behind everybody, you know, fingers, and then the next day it was on top of me while I was sleeping, and who knows what else could have happened if he hadn't left the house. So he just randomly left the house. Until this day, 11 years later, nobody has been able to locate him. Like, he literally disappeared off the face of the earth. I don't know if he's dead. I don't know if he's missing. I don't know if he's gone crazy somewhere. But nobody knows where he is. And it's been, like, 11 years. So, yeah. Oh my God, even thinking about his face right now makes me want to vomit. Okay. So here's how I remembered this. So, I suppressed those, you know, thoughts. Not wake up, but I go through life, you know, being normal, completely oblivious to, you know, how this experience has shaped the course of my life and my interactions with other men, you know, subconsciously, like, even till this day, if a guy, like, touches me, like, out of the blue, like, maybe a hand around my shoulder or, like, a tap on my thigh or something, you know, like, you know how guys try to flirt? I always, like, shake. Like, I always, like, I'm, like, taken aback. And I'm always like, I always flinch because, yeah. I always flinch when a guy goes to just touch me, like, unknowingly. You know, if I don't see it coming, I'm always flinching. I'm always, like, scared. And that's just, like, my body's response to that. But I figured this out, I would say, like, a year ago or maybe 2 years ago. I would say maybe 2 years ago. I cannot wear tampons. And I had tried to have sex, like, twice. I've said this in the video, so I don't feel awkward saying it now. But I tried to have sex twice, like, while I became an adult. And every time I tried to have sex, it just would not go in, like, it was as if I had no, like, entrance or hole. It was as if I had no hole. And I thought I was broken, and I couldn't wear tampons, and I could not put anything up there. It just felt like I was hitting a wall. And I thought I was broken, and I went to the doctor, and I said, yo, like, I don't think I have a vagina hole. Like, what's going on? And they referred me to a physical therapist who, like, specializes in, like, pelvic floor therapy. And they diagnosed me with something called vaginismus. And they said, your vagina muscles contract whenever your brain senses that something is about to enter your vagina. It just contracts. It just freezes out of fear. And I was like, what? Like, the hole just shuts, like, out of fear. Like, out of fear, my body just clenches itself. And I don't even feel it doing this, but it does. Like, whenever my brain detects that something is about to go anywhere near there, it just flinches and shuts and contracts. And that's what makes the feeling of, like, hitting a wall, because the muscles aren't relaxed. They're contracted and they're closed. And I was like, whoa. And I'd heard of this before, like, on the TV show Sex Education. Some girl had it. But I was like, dang, like, okay. So we're having therapy, because pelvic floor therapy is just like any form of therapy, you know. Although it is, like, physical, we still talk about stuff. So she was like, yeah, it can be, like, that happens when you're brought up in a super religious home, or if you experience sexual assault as a young girl. And then, boom, all of these suppressed memories just flood my head. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. I see where it is now. So everything started to make sense. I was like, huh, interesting. Interesting. Thanks, my guy. Thank you so much for this condition that I have now. But not only did it, like, affect me physically, because now I literally have to go to therapy, and it's like $90 a week. Such an inconvenience in my life. And I also have to do these, like, breathing exercises and consciously, like, try and connect my brain to my, like, pelvic floor muscles and train it to not fear things entering, you know? I have to train my body to be like, hey, it's okay if something goes in. It's fine. It's okay. Relax. Don't be scared. Like, you know, I have to train my body to kind of react that way now. And, yeah, it's a lot of work. Like, vaginismus in itself could be a whole nother episode, and I will make it a whole nother episode if you guys want, because I know a couple people, like, messaged me saying they had it too. So I could do a whole other episode on it, and I would have you guys send me questions that I like to answer. But yeah, other than him literally giving me vaginismus, because I feel like your inner child is always there, you know? Your inner child is something that never goes away. And it's your childhood is the basis of everything that you do in adult life is, like, you know, decided on your childhood. So your inner child is still there. My inner child is still protecting me or trying to protect me from something that happened, you know, 12, 13 years ago. Like, trying to protect me. And I have to literally tell her, like, hey, like, it's not like that anymore. You know, I'm not in danger. You don't have to shut yourself up, or you don't have to contract or, like, freeze in fear anymore. Like, it's okay, you know? So, yeah. Not only is that, like, a whole nother thing that I have to deal with on top of everything else all the cards I've been dealt, but, like, sexual assault literally shapes you, you know? Knowingly or unknowingly, especially if it's from somebody that you trust, you know, like a family. I mean, let me not even say that. Any type of sexual assault changes you. I've heard so many stories, horror stories, you know, about what girls and guys have to go, like, have gone through. And I guess you could either, like, from what I've read and from what I've heard, like, from sexual assault at a young age, such as, like, 8, you either become hypersexual because at a young age somebody took the control of your body that you had, like, they just stripped that right and authority away from you. So now you feel like you don't even have control of your body, so you give your body to anybody who asks in fear of them having to take it from you, or feeling like you don't even have control of your body, or feeling like you don't even deserve control of your body because somebody took it away at such a young age. Or if you're like me, you completely shut yourself up to any form of, like, male, like, experience, you know. You could either go the complete, like, sexual liberation route or the complete prude route. And the complete prude route, honestly, probably was stemmed from my religious background. But I've also realized that a lot of the things that I, like, dealt with boys and, like, opinions on boys and, like, you know, receiving love or physical affection or anything was hindered by this experience. But I didn't know that, you know? So that's just some ways that, that it affects you. And I'm sure there's a lot more ways to, like, psychological, mental, like, depression, like, stuff like this, like, hurts, you know? And it takes a spiritual and mental toll on you. And I don't even know to the full extent in what way this experience has shaped my life. Like, I feel like I'm still discovering new ways every day that it has messed me up. But I don't want to dwell on that too much this episode. I kind of want to use this episode to just say everything that I wish I had known a couple years ago. I wish somebody had told me, or I wish somebody had said to me, or, you know. And granted, I didn't open up to anybody about this until recently. And when I did open up to, you know, like, my family or just, like, people about this, not people, but, you know, the people who should know, I was met with the question of, why didn't you say it earlier? Why didn't you say it when it happened, you know? And I think that's a question that a lot of sexual assault victims just get, like, why didn't you tell anybody? Well, first of all, I couldn't tell anybody because I couldn't even tell it to myself. Like, I didn't know what was happening. How am I supposed to tell somebody that this happened when, one, I was being told not to say anything? And this is somebody that I feared. This was an authority figure. This was somebody, like, older than me. So, obviously, I can't even vocalize it because I'm literally 8 years old. What am I supposed to say? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. And even now, I have been, like, sexually harassed. I don't know if assault would be the word. And then when I opened up to a friend about it, they were like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I couldn't even tell myself, you know? I didn't even know. Or my brain shut it out. So you are not entitled, or nobody is entitled to this information. You do not, like, it is liberating talking about it freely because it feels like something that I don't have to hold on to anymore, something that doesn't weigh me down anymore. But you should not have to apologize for the way that you went about it, right? You do not have to apologize for the way or for who you told or if you decided not to tell or anything. Like, it is your story and you can deal with it however you see fit. I would say you should tell somebody just because it's good to get it out, or and maybe hold the people accountable for their actions. But you do not have to feel forced to say anything. Like, it is super hard to say something like that. So I completely understand if you don't want to say anything, you know? But here are just a couple things that I kind of want to tell anybody who has been through something like that. I wrote some notes down in my folder, like on my phone. This was July 15th. I wrote all of this down because I thought I was going to make a YouTube video about this. But now I'm not, like, I haven't filmed any videos and I don't know when I'm going to film the next video. So I'm going to do it in the form of a podcast and then maybe I'll film a video like another time. But I wrote that, number one, it is not your identity. And like, I just want to reiterate that, like, it is not your identity. Your identity is not sexual assault victim. Your identity is not rape victim. Your identity, you are like, that is not who you are. You are a child of God. Like, you are a child of God. That is the only thing you should attach to yourself. Your experiences are not who you are. They may shape a lot of things about you, but do not attach that label ever to yourself. And I know it may feel like something that you, like, something so overbearing and burdensome, and something that you want to, like, it feels like it's hanging on top of your head all the time. But I promise you, it is not your label. Like, if you have labeled that on yourself, I want you to, like, please rip it off. It is not who you are. You are a child of God. You are wonderfully, fearfully made. You have dominion over this earth. You are strong and wise and smart and beautiful. You are anything but that. Okay? It is not your identity. Please do not make it a part of who you are, because it is not a part of who you are at all. It is something that you went through. It is something that happened to you, but it is not you. It's not you. Number two, it is not your fault. I feel like I should have led with this. Like, I feel like this should have been number one. It is not your fault. There are people with crazy intentions, and like, people are just like demons. There's demons living in people. There are demons who don't have a place to go, and they inhabit people when people open themselves up to that kind of demon. And like, they're evil. They're evil, cruel people in this world who are governed by, like, whatever they're governed by, darkness. And they go around hurting people. Nothing you could have done, like, you know what I mean? It's not your fault. It's not what you were wearing. It's not what you were saying. It's not the way you looked at them. It's not where you were or what time you were there. Or, oh, maybe I shouldn't have been there. Maybe I should have moved, you know, my seat a little further from his. Maybe I shouldn't have called, like went when he called, you know. Maybe I shouldn't have stayed past 12 a.m. Maybe I shouldn't have slept over. Maybe I shouldn't have left my bedroom door unlocked. Maybe. It's no. It is not your fault. These people decided to do that based on their free will. Like, it's not you. Please take the burden off. For a long time, I just had this burden, like, maybe I should have said something the first time it happened, or maybe I shouldn't have liked it, right? Maybe I shouldn't have, like, I don't even know. Maybe I shouldn't have sat there. Maybe I shouldn't have, I don't know. You know? And I'm not saying I liked it. Do not get me wrong. I did not like it. But at 8 years old, it was a very foreign feeling that, like, wasn't something that I was, if you understand what I mean, like, it wasn't something that I was, like, scared of, although my body froze because I was, like, ultimately in shock and fear. But sometimes sexual assault happens, like, even when you do enjoy it, like, breaking news. Sometimes people not enjoy sexual assault, but sometimes the act feels good even though you do not consent to it. And I know it can mess up with people's head. It's like, well, I mean, it wasn't bad in the moment, yeah, but you didn't ask for it. So it's still not your fault. Like, that's the, you know, I just want to get that through your head. Like, it is not your fault. Do not put the blame on you. It is entirely on them. And however it affected you is valid. That's the third thing that I put down, is however you feel it affected you is valid. You can make as big of a deal as it is or as little of a deal as it is, although all sexual assault is a big deal, but you have the right to make it a big deal because it is a big deal. Do not let somebody tell you that, oh, like, it could have been worse. Because can you imagine that's what somebody told me? Like, that's what a family member told me when when they found out about this. They're like, well, you know, it could have been worse. What? What is worse than having to now go to pelvic floor therapy every week and having a fearful reaction to men and having internal body issues, having, like, a loss of control over your body, having the feeling that your body isn't yours, having guilt and shame, having, like, sleepless nights, not even being, for a while I couldn't even take a nap because I felt like, although he was gone, I felt like when I wake up from a nap, he's gonna be on top of me. I literally felt a presence on top of me whenever I would go take a nap. Like, that's how scared I was. I couldn't take naps because I'm thinking if I take a nap, he's gonna be on top of me when I wake up, right? What is worse than that? Like, what is worse than that? And it's crazy that some people can even say, well, it wasn't that bad, you know? It could have been worse. At least he didn't do blah, 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 blah. Or at least he, you know, like, that is just so messed up. However a big of a deal with it is it to you, and however it affected you is completely valid. Do not let anybody diminish the way you feel about it. Do not let anyone make you feel like it's small or it's not important to talk about or it's not important to report or it's not important to have made you feel a way. Anybody's access to your body that you didn't give a right to is messed up, and it should be treated like a big deal because it is. Nobody is supposed to touch you without your consent. Even if you gave consent and withdrew consent, nobody should be able to do anything to you without you allowing them to. So yes, it is a big deal. No matter how small of a touch or how short the encounter was, or how much you don't even remember about it, or how fast it lasts. You know, like, it doesn't matter. It is a big deal. And if you don't want it to make it a big deal, fine. Then it's a small deal. It's a small deal to you. But you have the right to decide how big of a deal it is and how much it affected you. Do not let anybody tell you that you shouldn't feel a certain way about it, because you have the right to. And then I wrote here number 5, it is your responsibility to deal with it. Like, as much as I wallowed in self-pity and woe unto me and blah, 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 how much I, like, you know, felt bad and maybe, like, you know, dwelled in it. It is my responsibility to deal with it. I have to go to therapy for this. I have to talk through it. I have to analyze and process my emotions. Like, I didn't want this to happen to me, but now that it has, it is now my responsibility to get through it, you know? Nobody's gonna get through it for you. Like, you're not gonna magically one day, or maybe you will, you know, magically one day get up and you're done, you know? You don't feel bad about it anymore, or it's not hurting you anymore. I hope that happens to some of you. If sadly you're listening to this and you relate, I hope that one day you wake up and it has no effect on you. But more than often, it is something that will keep, you know, popping up in our brains or popping up in our emotions and the way we act and the way we think and the way we go about life, that we have to be able to, you know, we have to be able to become aware of these things and deal with it. As much as it sucks, like, you didn't ask for it, and now you have this burden to carry, you have to get through it. Like, it is your responsibility now, you know? Luckily, you don't have to get through it alone, because we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know I'm gonna say that every single time. It is not your burden to carry, because God, you know, makes this burden light. So yeah, you have to deal with it. If you have to go to therapy, please go to therapy for it. If you have to, you know, do breathing exercises, if you have to do mental health checks, if you have to journal, if you have to make art to process it, if you have to talk to somebody to process it, if you have to, like, make them suffer consequences, you know, like legal action, whatever it is that you have to do, do it, please. Like, whatever it is that you feel like will be able to help you move on, please take that action, because you deserve to be free from it. You deserve to be free from the burden. You deserve to be free from, you deserve to be free. You deserve to be live liberated and removed and detached from this experience. So please do whatever you need to. I don't know any, like, sexual assault resources off the top of my head, but I will have a link in the WTTK podcast bio. I'll put something, you know, a little infographic, something together, for, like, resources. Or if you literally just need to vent, tell somebody what happened, my DMs are always open. You can send me voice messages. You can send me paragraphs. Just if you feel like you need to let it out, please. I feel like that's the best way I was able to free myself from this, is telling somebody. Maybe you need to write it down in a letter and then rip the letter up or something. But you cannot let this, you can't die with the secret, because it'll kill you. Like, it'll literally kill you on the inside. So please let it out one way or another. Deal with it. Face it. It may be something that's, like, all the way in the back of your head and you want to hide it and suppress it, but slowly it's just taking up space in your heart and in your mind that shouldn't be there. There should be room for joy and peace and liberation and self-control and love, you know, and light in that space, but that space is being occupied by something terrible. So whatever you need to do to free up that space, please do it. Yeah, I feel like you need to free that space off of you, you know, let it off. And you don't have to do it right now, but at some point you're going to have to face it. At some point you're going to have to look at it, stare at this experience face to face with all the details and all the nastiness that comes with it. And just like Mike Tyson, that bitch, like, just beat it up. Beat it up, like, wrestle with it till you win, because you deserve to get over it. You deserve to deal with it. And it may take a long time, And progress is still progress. One day you may feel like you've been over it, and this happens to me all the time. One day I feel like I've, you know, moved on, and then something will trigger it back again, and that's okay. Progress is not linear. Sometimes we go up and we go down and we take lefts and rights, and it's not always straight, but it is still progress. So as long as you feel like you are moving towards liberation, that is all that matters, okay? Number 6 is forgive. And I know this is like the hardest thing, which is why I put it like kind of at the bottom. Forgive. You need to forgive them. Like, it doesn't have to be now. It doesn't have to be next week. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. But forgiveness has to come at some point. It took me so long to be able to say, you know what? I forgive him. And sometimes I said I forgive him and I didn't mean it. But now I can sit in a place where I feel like I forgive him. Like, I forgive him. I forgive him genuinely, and I genuinely believe that. So forgiveness has to come. Like, and do not forgive them for them or for who they are, but forgive them for who you are. Forgive them for who you want to be, for the person you want to be in the future, for the liberation you want to feel later. Forgive, you know? Forgive. One of the basic principles of Christ is forgiveness. Like, we have to forgive them. And it's just such a hard pill to swallow, because all you want to do is probably kill them, you know? Like, I hope you die type. But forgiveness has to come at some point. So, it may take as long as you need, babe, but you need to forgive at some point. Just please, like... I know there are people who are thinking, I will never forgive them, and I hope they die, and they will never, you know, never forgive, never forget type. But I just want you to let you know that in order to heal, you need to forgive. And you're not forgiving them for them. Do not even think of it as an act of service you're doing to them or for them, but an act of service to yourself. You need to let that go. You need to forgive. So I'm not going to tell you how you're going to go forgive them, or, you know, you may never even get an apology. You probably will never get an apology. But you need to find a space in your heart to forgive them. And that's all I'm going to say. And I just hope you know that you have to forgive them. You do. It's not a if you want. It's you have to. In order to really, truly feel free, you need to forgive them. And I know it sucks, and I know it hurts, and you're thinking, how could I forgive somebody for something so wrong? But we are forgiven every day, you know? Every day that we live, we are forgiven. And Christ died for them too. Can you imagine? Sometimes I think about that and I'm like, yo, God, what? Like, Christ died for them too? For them too. Like, Christ forgave them for that action as soon as they did it. Isn't that, like, crazy? Sometimes I don't want God to be so forgiven, but then it would mean that he doesn't forgive me as well. So if I'm going to accept God's forgiveness for myself, then I'm going to have to accept that God is forgiving them too. And it's crazy that they could literally, like, repent, and Jesus still loves them. Like, Jesus, even right now, like, even if they don't even have repented, like, Jesus loves them as much as he loves you. Isn't that wild? Because we are looking at these people and we're thinking they're so evil and they're so wrong for what they did, but God loves them just as much as he loves us. That is wild. And that's one of the key things that helped me forgive, was like, God died for them too. And God loves them too, same way he loves me. So why am I going to hold on to that hurt and pain? I'm just going to, you know, let them go. And they will, you know, what does the Bible say about revenge? Like, don't take revenge and God will take it for you. They will at some point have to come face to face with what they did. And that's not your job to make them go through that, you know? Just trust and believe that it's taken care of. But still, God loves them just as much. So please find it in your heart to forgive. And... I am going to end off with these three key points. One, pray. True deliverance and true freedom through Christ, you need to be in constant communication with them. Pray about this. You can be as honest as you want. Like, God, like, I really don't want to forgive them. What they did hurt me. You can spill all the details to God. He is ready to listen. But please talk to him. You know, even if you feel like you can't talk to anybody about it, you can always talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. Tell him your concerns. Tell him your sadness, your hurt, your pain. He is ready to take that away from you. As soon as you vocalize it to him, he will slowly, well, he will like ease that burden off on you, and you will feel it slowly, slowly. Every day you wake up, it'll be easier and easier and easier because you're talking to God through this. Another thing is you're not alone. You have me, who just spilled out their like deepest, darkest, you know, traumatizing experience to you. And I trust, well, I don't trust, I know that there's so many people out there who have gone through this, you know, and even crazy, unimaginable things that I like can't even imagine. And even from people who are even closer to them than a grand uncle. Sometimes it was a brother. Sometimes it was a father, like a teacher. Like, you know, I know people have been through insane things. You are not alone at all. Like, this experience is not yours exclusively, sadly, you know. You're not alone. You're not alone. And the last thing I'm going to say is that you are so loved. Do not let this be something that you feel as though you are undeserving or unworthy because this happened to you and you could have prevented it, or you feel gross and disgusting and dirty. And I understand those feelings, but you are not those. You are not that experience, and you are not those feelings. You are worthy of, and you are so loved, and you are so cherished, and you are precious. Okay. And you are loved. And I can definitely do a part two of this if you guys want, with like, you know, your own personal questions and your own personal like advice type thing. And I really wish I could go on for longer, but I'm about to get kicked out of the studio booth because I'm not in my room anymore. And somebody is about to be in this room next. So I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening. Yeah, thank you for listening. You are loved. Talk to me anytime. DM me anytime. Also, share any resources that you may have, anything that maybe if you went through this, it helped you. Just let me know. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thank you for sitting through this super, super tough episode with me. Thank you to God for giving me the strength to even talk about this and, you know, share this. And I hope that it helped you. And I hope that you know that God has you in every step of the way. And I got you in the small capacity of Godness that I can offer. And I love you. And God loves you. And yeah, thank you for listening. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. All right. Bye-bye.